We the practices were set in the off season, so we know exactly what we're doing, how we're doing it. It's just a matter of getting on the same page field wise and all those type of things. So he and I'll either do that late tonight, early tomorrow morning. I don't think they get in actually till sometime later this evening.
Did you guys agree on like how much team you'll do?
Oh yeah, yeah. Periods are all designed. You know, that's when Hecky and I did that back in May. You know, so it hadn't really changed. It's been a little altering here or there. We wanted to see how he came out of the game Sunday physically, how we came out of our game. So for the most part, it hadn't changed.
Yesterday, you talked about this being a big week for the 49ers as well as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you waiting to see kind of how the quarterbacks do in these?
I'm interested to see how everybody does. You know, I mean, when you go against each other all the time, you know each other, you know each other's tendencies, you know what I mean? So you kind of get, I don't want to say bored of each other, but, you know, it's nice to see something different. You know, we'll see a different defense, different coverages. Offensively, we'll see, obviously, speed type tempo and those type of things. So it's just really good for our players. You know, you want to see your guys against other people. You see them against yourself all the time.
We now got definitive word on Vance Walker.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's tough, you know, because Vance, boy, becoming a really good player, Mike, and had a great offseason, great camp. It was an opportunity for him and his career to be a starter. And, you know, then unfortunately that happens. But I was part of the game. You know, last year we went through an offensive line. I think we lost three guys and before the season started. And Clancy and James did a great job. Bill will do a great job with the group. Expecting a lot out of Gostis, Kilgo, Pecco's come a long way. So opportunity for guys to step up, Crick. And, you know, that's part of ball and we got to make it work.
Are you concerned about the depth?
I'm not concerned about the depth on the line now. I think the thing always as a coach is you sit here and you say, okay, we still got 3 weeks training camp left, you know, so that's the hard part anywhere. So, but you're always massaging positions, situations to get yourself to open a day, so it's no different.
Sly Williams okay working out there today?
Sly has a personal matter he's tending to, so I let him do that. He's fine. He's doing fine.
With Crick, what's his form like right now?
He's doing great, you know. He understands our defense. He understands Bill, so he's fit right in very quickly. You know, obviously he'll move up the ladder right now. So, but he's had a good camp, and that's why we brought him here.
Nice to get John Phillips back out there.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, my hope was that he would play this weekend, and if today's an indication, you know, we'll see how he gets through the next 2 days. But I think John's got a chance to compete and help this football team with what little bit we've seen him. So hopefully he'll be okay to go tomorrow.
Vaughn going to go every rep he's supposed to go with the 49ers.
Yeah, Vaughn's been a full participant. He and Russell both have been full practice participants, so I don't see any different.
Coach, we saw DeMarcus Ware doing a little bit this
yeah.
morning on the hill.
He's real close. He's real close. I think you could see him be a part of the team here in about 4 or 5 days. That's what we're thinking. He's made that much progress. So hopefully next week I'm sitting here talking to you guys about him being on the field.
Do you think you'll play Vaughn and Russell?
You know, Jeff, I'm going to talk about it, but my first reaction to that would be yes. They need to step on the field. Obviously, they would not play as much as anybody else because it would be their first time. So we'll probably work through that tomorrow night.
Obligatory. Have you decided what you're going to do at
quarterback? They're going to both play. One of them's going to start. I haven't decided yet. We'll talk about that.
Go against the Niners affect that? In other words, could you start wanting those scrimmages and then flip
they'll split the reps and practice same way they've been
okay.
doing, yeah.
Gary, with Weems, have you seen him? What have you seen out of him?
He's a big, powerful guy, you know, and he's we had him playing all over the place, and with the situation we got going on with Ty, the natural thing was for Michael to come in there, but we didn't want to do that because we're working Russell Okung. So Weems got a chance. He took advantage of it. He just played really good. So he's kind of staying there right now. We'll see how he does.
Seems like Zaire Anderson's always around the ball.
Yeah, Wade and I are having a big conversation about him on the field today. He's probably one of the players that's come the furthest. The only thing that held Zaire back was the total understanding of the defense because he's got to make calls. He's got to do all that. His effort, how he plays, his reactions are really good. Now he understands the defense. So you see a better player.
Any update on the
No, Keith's doing great. I mean, moving forward here, y'all see he's full in practice. He'll be full against the Niners. And, you know, my expectations are for him to get his first game action next week.
So he plays San Francisco?
No. Will he play against San Francisco? I don't think so, no. But he will practice against him, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, y'all have a good day.